The principle really works. This is Dr. Harrell Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The principle really works. We do not work the principle, and then we wonder why the principle seems not to work. We do not work the principle, and we wonder why the principle does not work. We have the ability within us to accomplish anything we want to accomplish. We know that we are the allness, we know that we are the isness, we know that there is nothing outside of us that has any power, that all power dwells within us, all ability dwells within us, all that is dwells within us, nothing else exists. Nothing else exists. Now, why is it that we allow ourselves to ever be unhappy, when all that we have to do is say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I am a happy person, I am filled with joyous experiences, I like me? Why must we ever be unhappy when all we have to do is to be master of our thought, master of the words that go on in our mind and in our heart? When we're master of these things, then what happens to us is that we put the cause in motion for the experience that we desire to have. Now, what experience do you desire to have? Unfortunately, we've been training ourselves to feel sorry for ourselves. I have a man in prison who was saying that he wanted a pen pals to write to, he wanted this and he wanted that and so forth. And I wrote to him and I said, we're not pen pals. We don't have time to be sociable. We have time to work on principle. We have time to work on loving one another. And if he wants to tell us beautiful things about his life, we're happy to hear it. And if he wants to tell us beautiful expectations, we're happy to hear it. If he wants to tell us about the unhappy expectations, no way. We have no desire to hear that. We have no desire to know the negatives that are going on, because we cannot do anything about them. We can only do something about putting a positive cause in motion, or putting the negative cause in motion, putting the negative cause in motion, putting the negative cause in motion. We say it again and again and again and again and again, and we put the negative cause in motion. Well, is that what you really want? Is that what I really want? Heavens no. What I really desire for myself is to live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, in my original purity and integrity. I desire to live in my ideal self, whoever that is, whatever that ideal self is. Now, I will not experience that ideal self unless I think about it. I will not experience that ideal self unless I have that as a thought in my mind. Now, you say, you don't have to think about yourself as a human being because you're a human being. You don't have to think about yourself as a man or a woman because you're a man or a woman. You don't have to think of yourself as anything because that's what you are. No, no, no. Think about it. As we are growing up as children, we are told that we are humans. We are man, woman, child. We are adult. We are not adult. We are acting, are not our age. We are constantly being told about who we are. Now, if we live a sort of an ordinary life, where we just sort of evolve from childhood to adult, we will evolve in a very harmonious, beautiful way, and we will just become the man or woman that we are, a lovely being that we are, and we will not go into the non-lovely being. The reason we go into the non-lovely being is that we've had those thoughts put into our consciousness. We've had those thoughts put into our consciousness by race consciousness. That is the thought of what's going on in the world. We had those thoughts put into our consciousness by our attitude about ourselves. And that's pretty rough, isn't it? Now, Sylvia wrote a lovely little story about her grandniece. And it's a story about the little girl who said her cat was missing and that she had a dream. And in the dream, she was seeing her grandmother, waving to her, and then shortly after her grandmother waved to her, her missing cat returned. Now, she didn't have that dream before she had the dream, obviously, but the next morning when she had that dream, she told her aunt about it, her grandaunt, and told her that she'd had this dream. And her grandaunt said, "Yes, that's lovely." And then she went outside, and she waved to her grandmother, and a man drove up in a car adjacent to her and said, "Is this your cat?" And she looked on the seat of the car, and sure enough, there was her cat, Fidelio. As happy as could be. Several months he was missing, and now, just because the little girl had put the cause in motion in her dream, in her thought, that when she waved at her grandmother, the cat would be revealed to her. Now, why do we put those stipulations on ourselves? Well, it's better than nothing, that's for sure, isn't it? But she had that little desire that she had. Her cat did not come home, and did not come home for months. And she wasn't worried about the cat. She just wanted the cat to play with, wanted the cat to be in her family, wanted the cat to love. And so she said, "That's enough of that." So she had her dream, and in her dream she dreamt she waved at her grandmother, who represented to her all that is good and beautiful. And lo and behold, the cat was revealed to her. Now, you say, that's a rather unusual story. That's not really true. That probably was somebody's imagination. Well, now, why do you say that? Truly, it was somebody's imagination. It was a little girl. She dreamed that she'd had enough of being without her cat, and she chose to recreate the cat in her world in a very simple, beautiful, plausible way to her. And so she created herself waving at her grandmother, which was not unusual, and then she created the cat being revealed to her, which is not unusual. And lo and behold, it was so. We have areas of our life, many areas of our life, where we too could reveal to ourselves beautiful things that are important to us. Now, how about a healthy body? Could we reveal that to ourselves? Well, that's not quite so easy. Oh, yes, it is. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, visualizing ourselves in a normal, ordinary circumstance and experiencing wholeness in our body. Visualizing ourselves in a normal, ordinary circumstance and visualizing also that we have abundance. Visualizing ourselves always in a harmonious, normal circumstance, and the fulfillment of our desires, our wishes, our dreams, our goals are manifest, and not because we make them so, but because it's the most natural thing in the world. It's the most natural thing in the world. Now, you might talk to that little girl and you say, "Whose daughter are you?" And she might say to you, "I'm my daughter." And you say, "Well, that's a very silly thing to say. You're your mother's daughter. You're your grandmother's daughter, you know, your granddaughter. Why do you say you're your daughter?" Well, because I'm the only one in the world. I am my daughter. I am myself. I am the all. Well, now, that's pretty big talk for a little girl. No, it isn't. I like me, and so I create me. I like me, so I create me happy. I like me having my cat, so I create my cat back. I like me in a loving circumstance in my home, and so I create it. I like me, and I create what I want. Now, when I don't like me, then I create what I don't want. But I do want it because I don't like me. And when I don't like me, I cannot have anything that I like. I can only have things that I don't like, because that's the kind of thinking that I have in my thought. My goodness. So the little girl's cat, coming home because she visualized it in her dream, is a possibility. Oh, yes. It's not only a possibility, but in every area of our life. If we have any unhappiness in our life, and we stop thinking about the unhappiness and start thinking in the most normal, natural way about our being happy and being fulfilled, then that is what we experience. But we experience it only because we have taken the time and taken the interest to put the cause in motion for ourselves. Only because we have taken the time and the interest to bring about in our own life what we want. Now, one of our friends was taking high blood pressure pills, and she decided that she was going to cut the pill in half because she thought the pill gave her a headache or put her to sleep and so forth. And so as soon as she started cutting the pill in half, she began having anxiety and feeling uptight and feeling unhappy. And then she ran out of pills totally. She didn't tell herself or anybody else. And because she didn't take them, her blood sugar, that is, her blood pressure, was not in balance. And because her blood pressure was not in balance, she had headaches. She had feelings of uncomfortableness. She had many other feelings. She didn't realize that the blood pressure pill was important for balance in her. Now, in truth, she wouldn't need the pill. But because she allows herself to be taken in by circumstances in her life, because she allows herself to be manipulated by outer circumstances in her life, then the pill was becoming a necessary thing in her life. This is why we ever need pills, because we allow the outer circumstances of our life to manipulate the inner circumstances of our being. How do we train ourselves not to let the outer circumstances manipulate the inner circumstances of our life? We train ourselves by liking ourselves and by enjoying ourselves and by seeing everything beautiful, seeing everyone beautiful, and seeing all circumstances harmonious and joyful. This is a very powerful and a very wonderful thing. We all have the opportunity to live harmonious, beautiful, joyful, satisfying lives if we wish. But we cannot live them if we're going to allow outer influences affect us. And when we allow outer influences to affect us, then all of our inner work is for nothing. All of our inner work is lost. You say, well, that's the only thing we can do is take pills to help in our outer thing. No. When outer things disturb you, you just say, I am peace. All is in divine order. I am peace. All is in divine order. I like me. And as you say these things, you bring balance into your life, into your body, into your affairs. And as you bring balance into your affairs, you're untouched by the outer. You don't allow the outer circumstances to pressure you in your life whatsoever. And as you maintain that balance within yourself, all the outer things go away. All the outer circumstances go away. I've given some of our people the leg swinging exercise as a balancing activity for their life. And I told them, if consistently they would do it for 1 week, every time they got up, every time they got up out of bed, every time they moved from a sitting position, they would take their leg and swing it from the knee back and forth 10 times, or as many times as they can, and then do the other leg. If they did that for 1 week, they would experience balance beyond measure. And then the people say to me, well, we can't do that when we're in public. We can't do that when we're in a restaurant. We can't do that when we're out in town. We can't do that, and we don't have time. Why aren't you doing it right now? Well, because if I don't always do it, then I won't get any benefit. Oh, come on now. Anytime you do it, you get benefit. If you did it consistently for 1 week, every moment, every time that you got up from a sitting position or laying position, you would in 1 week's time have done it quite a bit, and you would have stopped yourself and made the movement and done it as often as comfortable, and then gone on. And then every time, whenever you get up, you say, I must do that. I guarantee you, the balance is there. It's just a matter that you have that equilibrium system in your ears totally out of focus, out of balance. And because it's out of balance, because you are not really totally balanced yourself, your life's out of balance. Your life's out of balance. The gyroscopic activity of your balance is not in balance. Why can some people climb mountains so beautifully, or climb ladders, or climb anything? And why do older people not climb? Well, older people do not maintain their balance, do not practice going up and down, do not think, I am in balance. They think, oops, I got to be careful, I don't want to fall and break, I must be careful. And you see, that I must be careful sort of stuff. Walking like a duck, you know, those sort of things keep us from enjoying the balance that we are, the perfection that we are, the wonderment that we are. But it doesn't have to be that way. We can put the cause in motion beautifully, wonderfully, powerfully right now. That our life is so fantastic. Our life is so glorious. Our life is so balanced. That all that which is unbalanced is no longer in our life. Join with me in this balance and watch how wonderful you feel and how everything falls right into place in a harmonious way in every area of life. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.